you think about your own circumstances and how often you might have gone through different situations where something has happened, whether it's to you, whether it's to people in your world, and you start thinking about all the things that led up to that moment, going, could I have said this differently? Could I have acted here? Should I have taken this step? It's a normal human reaction. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Weather's like where you are, but in Sydney it's turned cold again. I got one of my warmest jackets on today. I'm still feeling cold. What a joke. Thought summer had started. We had the aircon on the other day for because it was too hot, and now we're cold again. Anyway, enough of the weather. So last week I did that episode when I talked about the impact of stress on the body and the different people that I'd helped. I want to go into the specifics of those cases over the next month or so. And the first one I wanted to talk about was the young lady I was working with that got herself off her thyroid medication. And again, nothing I asked her to do. Nothing I even suggested. She made that choice herself when she just noticed how much better she was feeling when we removed a lot of the stress. And a lot of stress revolved around two big moments. One of them was she'd had a miscarriage and she was still carrying a heap of grief about that. Anyone who is a mum or has had a conversation with a mum, that there's a lot of guilt around being a mum around a whole lot of different things. I remember coaching an over 40s team, and they'd feel guilty coming to training even, and then they'd feel guilty making a mistake. And I just remember talking to them all at one point, just saying, look, this is the one place of the week where you don't have to worry about stress. You can just relax and enjoy yourself. And you could see they were visibly relieved. And then some of them were even quite emotional, just sort of even thinking about their life from that perspective. So the mum guilt is real. And you add in something like a miscarriage where it goes against complete logic. But it's usually like maybe I did something wrong. So you go into self-blame, you go into guilt, you go into shame, all of these different things. So there was a part of her that was blaming herself. Maybe I could have done things differently. And again, I imagine that would be fairly normal, because you think about your own circumstances and how often you might have gone through different situations where something has happened, whether it's to you, whether it's to people in your world, and you start thinking about all the things that led up to that moment, going, could I have said this differently? Could I have acted here? Should I have taken this step? It's a normal human reaction. But when it's something as monumental as that, you can imagine the stress that that creates on the body. You imagine the impact that could have ongoing while that still sits in your system, because those emotions don't just leave unless you actually process them. They sit there and they actually cause untold impacts on your whole physical being. Of course, they impact you mentally, emotionally. It's why I can remember 11 years after my dad passed, I'm walking up the road towards my home, and then just, I don't know if it was a song I was listening to or just a memory that came flooding back, but suddenly I'm in tears and it all comes crashing down again. And that's the nature of grief. So we did a heap of work around helping her to reprogram her thinking, let go of some of that stuff that she was carrying that she didn't need to be carrying, by going through these simple but profound processes to help her let go. It doesn't mean the memory goes. It doesn't mean that there's still things from our past that have happened. It just means you don't have to carry that burden. And so that was huge for her. And then the other stress was family stuff. Again, completely normal. Everyone has some degree of family stress. If you've been a parent, first time parent, and you know what the unsolicited advice you get from all angles, but usually from your own parents and your partner's parents, well, then you'll know that there's a whole lot of pressure and stress that comes with that. And that's without even thinking about family dynamics and all of that sort of thing. So she was experiencing like a higher than normal stress on her because of these expectations unfairly that had been placed on her. And again, no fault of her parents either. These were generational patterns that had been probably going on for five, six generations. So again, it's not pointing the finger at anyone, but it's taking responsibility. Okay, well, how do we rewire your thinking so that that's happening over there with your family is no longer having an impact? Now, she had quite a unique circumstance where her parents were living like next door. She had a young child. So yes, the happy part was that she'd had a miscarriage, but she then had another child and a healthy child, and that child's still very healthy today. But that immediacy of having that unsolicited feedback and everything that goes with it, it's huge. So she got to externalize all of the things that she'd been feeling, and then we maybe talked about some of the things that she hadn't thought about and that I've got from different learning about how these things can impact you. My own experience of going through the grief around my dad and then discovering all this other grief that happens in life, little moments here and there that you think are fairly insignificant, but they leave a mental and emotional scar. And then when we are able to remove that, remove the scarring, like I said, the memory stays, remove the scarring, we change the thinking. Her body comes back to balance, and suddenly all of these things that were going on with her body aren't happening anymore. So she makes a conscious decision herself to wean herself off the medication, see what happens. Her body responds. Everything gets back to regular levels. She carries on, and her body doesn't need that medication anymore. Now, I will very clearly say this, that this is not medical advice. I'm not a medical practitioner. I didn't advise her to do that. I can't directly say that that had an impact on her body. This is from what she said to me about the experience and how that impacted her. And from what I've seen and what I've learned is if you remove the stress from the body's able to come back to balance and it will start to heal itself. So again, it's not saying don't go and get checked. Still, if you've got something going on that you're not sure about, see a doctor. Still get tested, right? You still got to make sure that everything, blood tests, all those sorts of things, all your levels are correct. It's just looking at this from a completely different perspective, which is what she did. And she got amazing results. And I still am in contact with her today. I see all the amazing things she's doing because of that baggage that doesn't hold her back anymore. And she's told me any number of times just how happy she is and how excited she is with what is possible for the rest of the life. For the rest of her life now that she's not carrying things that she doesn't need to. Something for you guys to think about. I'll make sure in the coming weeks I'll continue to share some of these stories about the impact of releasing the stress from things that have passed. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.